Well, good morning, church family. It's good to be with you guys this morning. I know this is different. I know this is not what we're used to doing for Sundays. I know that typically we'd be gathered together. I wouldn't even be getting up until we've listened to some scripture readings. We've sang some songs together. And then I would go and give you the word. But out of abundance of caution, concern for your safety, and really not putting anybody at undue risk, I've decided along with the deacons that it's wisest for us to go on ahead and do this service this direction today. And so what to expect for the next, I don't know, 20 or so minutes is I'll just share what I was going to share in our sermon on Sunday, and I'll do it in a way that hopefully will be engaging to you and to your family as you gather around TVs and phone screens and tablets, or however it is that you're consuming this media right here. So let me open with a word of prayer, and then we'll look at God's word together. Lord, I pray, first of all, for safety. I know this morning is cold and gross, and there's roads in danger, whether right here in Rockdale or around us across the state of Texas and across the South generally. Lord, I pray for your protection to be on people. Give us wisdom to not take unwise risks. And Lord, I pray that you would use this time that we have together right now to be in our midst. And I know not being in the same room is weird. It's weird to me. But I know that you can communicate through your word. I ask that you would do that. We love you. Amen. We're in the book of Proverbs. If you have your Bible, hopefully you can go get a Bible. If you don't have one, you can hit pause, just walk over across your house and pick up one of your Bibles. But we're in the book of Proverbs today, Proverbs chapter 2. I don't think I'll have anything showing up on the screen. It's literally just going to be me looking at you directly in the camera like this. So if you need to pause, feel free to pause and go do what you want. I think this is probably best consumed if you'll just kind of stop doing whatever else you've got going on around you, put your phone down, put your coffee down, and just take the next few minutes to listen to what it is that God's word says. So what led us to this point right here is the weather, obviously, around us, and I am loath to cancel in-person gatherings. We had a month or so that we canceled during COVID, and I don't like that we did that. I just struggle to not have service. We've had one other, I guess, the big ice storm maybe in 21, where I was unable to get to the church on Sunday morning and we had to cancel. The truth is, I don't want anyone getting hurt. And I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs, which is this book of wisdom. And I'm trying to make a decision for the direction of the church, whether or not we should gather, which I think is important. But I think wisdom and discretion says that a week of not being in the same room will not harm the fellowship as much as someone getting on the road and crashing their car into a ditch or harming themselves in the process. So seeking wisdom and pursuing wisdom has led us to this place that we are right now. We're in Proverbs chapter 2. We'll read all of Proverbs 2 today is my intention. And when I'm done, we'll talk a little bit about what is in this little sermon in Proverbs chapter 2. So read with me if you've got your Bible. Go get it if you don't, and read along with me. It says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints." I want to stop there just for a second. What we're going to see here in chapter 2 of Proverbs is how valuable this pursuit of wisdom is. And so this father is again instructing his son, and he says, look, seek wisdom. seek wisdom with all that you have, all of your heart. Seek after it as if you were seeking for silver or searching for hidden treasures. You know, if someone told you that on your piece of property was buried a chest with, you know, 100 pounds of gold, you would be out in your fields, be out in your backyard with a metal detector. You would rent an excavator, and you would dig up large portions of your property to seek after something that you know is there that you can't find. And knowledge is there. Wisdom is available to us today. But it's not easy to find. It's difficult to find in as far as the world is always trying to distract us from the pursuit of true wisdom. The world is consistently trying to push us away from true wisdom. And so what I'm going to encourage you to do in this part of your life, whatever years it is that you're in your life right now, to make pursuing after the knowledge of God one of your highest priorities. Well, God's wisdom is there to preserve your life, to save your life, to protect you from dangers. And so many of us just walk into bad situations. We just stumble through life without ever thinking seriously about what's at stake, what's going to happen. We never seek God's wisdom, really, for the big decisions and the small decisions that we have in our life. And then we look up after we're in a mess and we think, why am I in such a mess? And the answer is, you're not wise. You've chosen to be a fool. You've chosen folly over wisdom, because wisdom's hard sometimes to find. Seek after it. And in fact, wisdom is so hard to find that, you know, what it says here, as we read the rest of this little section here, is that no matter how hard you seek, you're not ever going to achieve wisdom by just seeking. But it's through your seeking of wisdom that the Lord gives understanding and knowledge. Right, wisdom is a gift from God. Right, it's not it's not something that you can just make happen. Right, it's not something that you study enough and you become wise. No, wisdom is a gift from God. And as you begin to seek after wisdom, right, in the process of you seeking out the wisdom, God steps in and meets you along that path to grant you wisdom, right? It says this for the Lord, verse 6, right? For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Right? God is the one who gives the wisdom. Now we may be seeking our wisdom, but God is the one who gives it. You see this maybe in the New Testament, a way for you to understand this is we're told to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that God is the one who is the author, the perfecter, and the giver of salvation. We are encouraged to work, right, to pursue after this salvation, knowing that God is the one who's responsible for that act, right? Right. There's a sense where God is fully responsible, but we have a burden as well on us to act, right? God doesn't... The biblical story does not show God typically giving wisdom to those who do not desire to be wise, right? It doesn't show us that. God gives wisdom to those who pursue wisdom. Solomon was given a great blessing of wisdom, right, by the Lord, because when God said, what would you ask of me, Solomon? And Solomon says, I want to be wise. God says, you've asked well. I'll give you wisdom and I'll give you wealth. That's kind of this additional thing to that. So the first thing that you need to know is you need to value wisdom appropriately. You need to have a high value for what wisdom is, the ability to make the right decision, the true decision, to discern God's voice as opposed to the voice of others who are out there pursuing and telling you to live in a different way. So I want to encourage you today to value wisdom well, to pursue after wisdom well, because God is seeking you in that pursuit. Continuing on, verse 9 of chapter 2. He says, then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you. See, all these good things that come from pursuing after wisdom. You'll know every good path, right? You'll have discretion to watch you, understanding to guard you. And it will deliver, verse 12, deliver you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech who forsake the paths of righteousness, who walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. So wisdom has these added benefits, immediate benefits that you see, where discretion watches you and understanding guards you, and you're protected by wisdom. And what is wisdom protecting you from? If you'll seek wisdom, if you'll value wisdom, what is this wisdom going to protect you from? The first thing it's protect you from is from evil men who have evil schemes to do harm to you. This week there was a podcast guy that I listened to that's been working through and exposing some of the kind of false prophecies and stuff that go on inside of charismatic circles. And it was like a 6-hour long YouTube video. I listened to it as a podcast at 1.5 speed, so it took me 4 hours to get through this. And as I'm listening to this guy, I'm hearing these men get up and give prophecies that they've, you know, basically stolen from Facebook stalking people and data mining people to understand what's going on. And I'm not in that vein. You know, prophetic revelation, words of knowledge, I'm very skeptical of those things in our modern society. I think that they're almost always abused, if not always abused. That's just where I am, what I've experienced in my life. But as I hear these people give these prophecies, and I see people uprooting their lives and chasing after, just chasing after that what some guy told him on a stage one time, that you should marry this person, or you should go into this business, or you should, you know, give all of your retirement funds to pursue after this thing. And people fully dedicating their lives to the words that this guy has given them, I think, man, these people lack wisdom and discernment. And so what happens when they lack that wisdom is these evil men of perverted speech will just guide them along whatever path they want for their own purposes. And typically in this situation, that I'm kind of using an example, it's for their own enrichment. But there's a million other places where our lack of wisdom leads us vulnerable to evil people who seek to take advantage of us. You know, you go online and there's all of a sudden you've got a message somewhere, someone trying to sell you that they want to have a relationship with you. I've known people who've lost fortunes giving it to scammers due to a variety of things. And in those moments, it's just a lack of wisdom and discretion, and insecurity is being played on. A lack of wisdom is shown, and all of a sudden they're exposed financially. Guys, wisdom is to be pursued. It will give us discretion. It will give us discernment to know the voices of the evil man from the voices of God. And what is God asking you to do? What does God require of you versus what does man ask of you? What does man require of you? So there are wicked men in this world, and they seek to exploit those who lack wisdom. And they do exploit those who lack wisdom on a daily basis. But it's not just evil men, there's evil women as well. And so as this father is instructing his son, he wants to warn him against not just the evil men, his peers who will be leading him astray, but also against evil women. Verse 16 says, so you will be delivered also from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God, for her house sinks down to death and her past to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. So there are wicked men that wisdom will protect you from, keep you from their schemes and ways. There's also wicked women. And so for a son, the schemes and the ways there are usually inside of temptation towards sexual immorality. And so this woman's pictured as an adulteress, as a seductress, as someone trying to lure men into a trap. And there are countless stories of men who've been lured into the trap that way. You can turn it around the other way, where women have been lured into the trap by a man, right? A man who speaks flatteringly and says, don't worry about your marriage. Don't worry about your husband. Don't worry about this. And so this idea of being tempted by the opposite sex is there. But if you'll pursue after wisdom, if you value wisdom properly, you'll be able to discern when those voices start. You know, most people I know who've dealt with marital infidelity or struggling in this area, right? There's a spiritual void in their life that kind of is exploited. Assuming they're a believer, there's a spiritual void in their life that's exploited by someone's presence. You know, somebody shows you extra attention. Someone gives you a smile at the right time or a word at the right time. And because you've walked a little bit away from the Lord, and because you forsook wisdom for a season in your life, you're vulnerable to these small steps. And it's not that these people are, the individuals are evil incarnate, but they're leading you down the path of destruction. And so as believers, we need to be careful to guard ourselves. And how can we guard ourselves? Well, you can set up protections, and you can set up accountability on your phone and on your social media devices. But the true protection for yourself against these seductresses and these people who are trying to call you away is to seek wisdom properly, to value wisdom appropriately. And if you'll do that, if you'll value the wisdom of God, if you'll seek the wisdom of God, the advances of those people doesn't make an inroad in your life the same way. You see it quicker. You're like, oh, this isn't the right way that someone should behave. And you pull the ripcord before you ever even get emotionally involved, much less physically involved with them. So wisdom should be sought. It should be valued for what it is, the treasure that it is. We should seek it like treasure. It'll protect us. It'll guard us. It'll be a hedge around us from evil men and evil women who seek to drag us into folly. Verse 20. So you will walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be rooted out of it. And so this little discourse closes with like a closing choice. Basically, you have two options. And this is often what Proverbs will present to you. You have two options. You can choose wisdom and the way of the good and the keeping to the path of righteousness. And what do you get there? You'll inhabit the land. Basically, that means you'll keep possession of the promised land that God has given to us. You'll remain in it. You'll be blessed by God if you'll seek and walk the path of wisdom. But if you don't seek and walk the path of wisdom, what do you get then? Well, you'll be cut off from the land, and you'll be rooted out of it. Right? So you have two options, and they're the exact opposite of each other. Be blessed by the Lord and be given an inheritance in the land, or be uprooted from the land and not be given an inheritance at all. The choice is, in that sense, yours. Will you choose to walk in wisdom or not? And as I've stated probably every Sunday that you've ever been in church with me, the beginning of that path is a choice of whether or not you will receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, right? Because God has done the work of salvation through Jesus Christ. Christ has died for the sins of the world. His death is effective to produce righteousness in all who would believe. So you have two choices. Will you believe and be blessed and be put in this land forever, be given an inheritance in the land of God? Or you will reject that and be rooted out of the inheritance in the land of God. the choice is in this situation is yours. Is the Holy Spirit driving you to pursue after him? Are you going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved? Or are you going to reject him and stand condemned? Now, most of you, if you're watching this on a snow day in, you know, January of 2026, most of you probably have a relationship with Christ already. And so what I'm asking you to do is to pursue after righteousness and wisdom today. Right? Open the Word of God, the words of life inside of here, and read them. Take time out of your busy day. I know there's a million things calling for you. Take time out of your busy day and read what God has to say to you today. The Lord has a message for you today. And if you'll seek and you'll value what God has to say, at the end of all of this, you will be blessed and protected from the wicked things out there. Guys, I hope that you seek wisdom. My prayer is that you'll seek wisdom. My prayer is that you'll know the God of all wisdom. Let me pray. Lord, I love you, and I thank you for the opportunity I've had to be here today, sharing this message on this relatively cold day. Let us be people who pursue and value your wisdom, because it has a great protective value to us. We love you, Lord. Amen. All right, guys, be safe out there. If you need anything, most of you will have my number. Reach out to me. Reach out to one of the deacons. If you've got trees that come down and you need help clearing your land, whatever it is, you reach out. We'll try to get teams mobilized to help you. If you lose power, you need a place to stay warm, you need water, whatever it is, reach out to the church, not the church main number because no one's going to be there, but to me or to somebody else, and we'll come running to the very best of our ability. Love you guys. Be safe. God bless you.